I've never made a fortune.
Yeah.
It's probably too late now. But I don't worry about that much.
Come on, brother.
I'm happy anyhow.
Yeah.
As I go along life's journey, I'm reaping better than I've sowed. Drinking from my saucer, Lord.
Yeah, man.
My cup has overflowed.
Yeah.
I ain't got a lot of riches. Sometimes the going's rough. I've got a friend in Jesus, and that makes me rich enough.
Oh, yeah, brother, Lord of God.
I thank God for all His blessings on me, and the mercy He's bestowed. I'm drinking from my saucer, Lord. Cause my cup has overflowed. I've had times when things went wrong. My faith wore somewhat thin. Then all at once those dark clouds broke. The sun comes shining through again. Lord, help me not to grumble and complain about the tough roads that I've hoed. I'm drinking from my saucer, Lord, cause my cup has overflowed. And if I should go on living,
go ahead, brother.
Way it gets deep and rough, I might ask for other blessings. I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy to help another bear his load. I'll keep drinking from my saucer, Lord, with my cup has overflowed. Yes, I'm drinking from my saucer, Lord, because my cup has overflowed.
Well, you don't have to have no bunch of lights and big time music, even soundtracks or anything. Boy, just sing for Jesus and from your heart. Amen. Nothing wrong with a little music, but you don't have to have it to glorify God. The Bible says psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Well, all right. Let's see if we can get on here, fellas. Hello. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Coming on now. We're gonna I wanna preach something tonight that I've thought about for years. Never preached it, never heard nobody preach it. But I'm gonna preach on tonight seven postures of prayer in the Bible. Since we're dealing with sevens, like we did this morning. And seven is God's number of completion. It's a number of the end, and starting all over again would be 8 or new beginning. And there are 7 postures of prayer in the Bible. What difference does that make? Makes a lot. Hebrews chapter 4, we'll start there this evening. And then I'm going to give you a lot of other scripture tonight, so I want you to follow me along. I won't have you turn to all of them, but I would like you to look at them with me tonight. Hebrews chapter 4, the Bible teaches that we should pray. There's going to be a lot of praying going on here in the next 96 days. till the youth rally of 2015. We'd already sent out letters, people reserving places for the youth rally. It will be here before we know it. And if you've ever prayed for a youth rally in your life, pray for this one. I believe it could be the most important one we've ever had. Could be the last one we ever have. The Lord might come after this one or even before it. So let's get down to business and pray. What does the Bible say about our prayers? Hebrews 4 and verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. I got to looking and I thought, how do people pray in the Bible? If we want to know how what to do, let's look and see how they did it in the Bible, people who got results, and then go by that. You'll find seven postures or ways of praying in the Bible. I want you to listen carefully tonight because it's important. The first one of these tonight would be simply standing. In 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 22, you can turn if you want to. If not, I'll just read you part of it. It said, and Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord and in the presence of all the congregation and prayed. Solomon stood before the presence of the Lord. So standing in the Bible is a definite posture of prayer. It's all right to stand when you pray. We do that a lot of times. Some of my preachers say, all right, let us all stand and pray. You'll stand. I've stood and prayed many, many, many times when we dismiss in prayer. So then I'll just stand and pray. And the Bible said they stood. Matter of fact, there's a story in the Bible of two men who come and stood before the Lord one day. And one of them said, boy, I thank you, Lord, that I'm not like these sorry, good for nothing people. And I'm better than other people and I'm this and that. And the Lord didn't hear a word he said. And the other guy wouldn't even look up and just smote his breast and said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And God heard this man and did not hear this man. They were both standing. So, at the beginning of the message tonight, let me say, it's not as much the posture of the body as it is the attitude of your heart. If the attitude of your heart is right, I mean, the posture of the body don't necessarily mean you're right. However, the Bible does talk about that. He stood before the Lord. He stood before the Lord. I've seen a lot of people come to the altar and just stand here like this and just pray and just pray. That's okay. That's scriptural. It is simply all right to do that. And it's perfectly in order if you would like to pray like that. And the Bible said that he stood there. He stood there. So you're never wrong by just standing and praying. You're standing. Number two, let me show you another one though. We're going to go on Psalm 95:6, and it is bowing down. Bowing down. Bowing down. Psalm 95:6 said, O come, let us worship and bow down before the Lord. Bow it down like this. Bow down on our knees or bow like this. It is perfectly honorable and right to bow when we pray. Now, me personally, that is my preferred posture in prayer. Bow on our knees before God. What does that show? When you bow before somebody, you show respect. When I get up here and I say, all right, let's all bow our heads in prayer, why do we do that? You young people think, why do we even do that? We do that out of respect that God's high and holy, and that we're down here. That He's perfect, and we're imperfect. That He's holy, and we are sinners. We're submitting ourselves to Him. We're showing He's greater than we are. When we bow our head, brother, it's symbolic to show, look, He's God, we're the sinners. We ain't coming in here, you don't come in here with this attitude of, let me tell you something, God. No, 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 no. When I say, let's bow our head. And by the way, it would be a good time for me to stop and say this. And I'm going to start with the parents tonight and then go all the way down to all these teenagers here this evening. When a preacher, any preacher, when any preacher is up here preaching, or I call on anybody to pray, and we say, let's bow our heads and pray, we're talking about everybody in here. We want everybody in here to bow and pray. It is, I couldn't believe it. When I first started preaching, I could not believe it. A lot of times the preacher would say, Brother Castle, would you come to the back with me? So, sir, would you dismiss us in prayer. And we'd be walking back to here like this. There would be people talking to each other, looking around, messing around with their pocketbooks while everybody's bowed to pray. I'm going to tell you tonight, I don't know who does that in here and who don't, but I guarantee you we got some of you that are so disrespectful and so uncommitted, out of tune, I don't know what your problem is, that you look around and talk while we're praying. You bow your head when we pray out of respect to God. Even if you're too backslid to pray, you ought to bow your head out of respect to other people praying. You know what happened? I was somewhere one time, and I was standing in a crowd of people, and these preachers were around. And the pastor got up and said, let's bow our head and pray. But when a man says bow your head and pray, my head's going down. And I don't say a word unless it's to God. And I was like this, and I had this preacher beside me trying to talk to me. And he's punching me on the shoulder like that. And I just looked there. You say, you mean you didn't look at him? No. You know why? Because when I'm bowed and respect my head to God, I don't want to talk to a backslid preacher trying to talk when we're supposed to be praying. We can talk when we're here to pray. You young people here tonight, you bow your head when we go pray. When a man says, listen, I've seen people, when you say, all right, let's ask the blessing, and see their hand going over after a biscuit. Where he said, Heavenly Father, can you not wait 30 seconds, you pig? That you can't wait 30 seconds to get a biscuit in your hand and honor God? The Bible said they bowed their head. Lord, have mercy, people. Where's our respect to God in heaven tonight? I'll tell you, they bowed their head. Amen. There is custom in some countries to come in humble. If you were to come before a king tonight, if you were to come before a ruler or a monarch, you'd come in like this. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You wouldn't come in there all haughty and big shotty like that. And so bowing is perfect. All right. Number three would be kneeling with your knees bent. Like that right there. Acts chapter 20 and verse 36. And it said, when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. That is most common. That is the best way. That's a good way to learn how to pray with your kids. That's a way to pray with your spouse. Kneel down. Kneel down. Now, I'm going to talk about some things here in just a minute, and I want you to listen real careful. When it comes time to pray with the kids, that's my girl. That's when I'm sitting right there tonight. When they was little, I'd get them all down like that. I'd get down in the floor. They'd be in the bed, and I'd grab their hand, and I'd say, oh, Lord, you know what I was doing? I was showing my respect to God and my submission to God by bowing my knees. Do you know what? If you bow down your knees to somebody, you are acknowledging you're greater than I am, you're more powerful than I am, I need your help, and he's big shot. Listen, I bet you there's churches all over this county this evening that it's been 15 years since anybody bowed a knee, including the preacher. I mean, they just say, oh, we're not like that. We're dignified. Petrified, is that what it's called? I believe it's petrified instead of dignified. I believe it's sitting there like a knot on your log and calling it dignified. The thing means you backslid. I think that's what that means. Listen, there ain't nobody in here too good to bow your knees to God and call him our Father which art in heaven. Amen. I heard about a situation some time ago, and there was this little country church years ago, and they built a saloon. They built this saloon right up the street, and Lord, it tore them people up. And they got together and they prayed, God, get rid of that hell hole, oh God. And they started having Friday night prayer meetings praying God would burn it down. And they prayed, oh God, burn that saloon down. Get that hell hole out of our community. Oh God, get rid of it. That's a wicked place. It's an ungodly place of the vile, of sin, of the devils in that place. And they prayed, well, sure enough, it come a big lightning storm, and lightning hit that place and burned it to the ground. Well, the saloon owner, the guy who owned it, had heard that the church people was praying that his business would burn down. And he sued them. He filed a lawsuit and said, it's you people praying that got my building burnt down. Then the church all got together and fought it. And I said, no, it wasn't. And they hired them a lawyer and said, well, it wasn't our fault. Can you imagine that? Here's the saloon owner saying, your prayers burnt my building down. Like, no, it didn't either. You ain't suing us. And they went to court, and after it was over, the judge went down and he said, here's what he said at the end. He said, it is the opinion of the court that the tavern owner believes in the power of prayer and the church people do not. I mean, that old boy believed the prayers were answered. I'm going to tell you tonight, brother, when we hit our knees, listen, most people tonight, I can call y'all up here tonight and say, let's pray for somebody. And you say, all right, we'll go ahead and do it. And you don't a bit more expect it to happen than a man to move. Listen, people, God's still in heaven. God's still on the throne. I mean, the God of Abraham. I'm talking about the God of Isaac and Jacob and Moses and all the old preachers. God, the party, the Red Sea, brother, is still on the throne. In glory. And I'm telling you, he's still able. He's still able. He's still able. He's still able. Thank God, brother. Many, many, many thousands of people around the world are kneeling tonight. I'm not ashamed to kneel. I'm not afraid to kneel. I was in a store one time. Don't remember doing this. I was in a store one time, and when I first got saved, I was very, very sensitive. And I still try to be, but you know how you are when you first got saved. And I'd walk around and I just feel a little bit of something. I just drop down on my knees and start praying. And one time I was in a store in Marion, a clothing store, and something hit me. I don't know what it was. And I just got down and prayed like that right there. Prayed and said, Lord, help me now. Got up and kept walking. Didn't care who was looking. It didn't matter. It don't matter. You ain't going to be ashamed. See somebody, you talking to the King of Kings, are you? Because they ain't going to put a bumper sticker on your car. You sure ain't going to talk to him in public. But anyway, I just threw that in for free. And listen, I'll tell you something. I got there and I prayed. And it wasn't but about a week later, a girl come up to me and she said, Brother Danny, she said, I work with this girl. She told me some factory she worked in. You scared her to death. I said, I don't know who you're talking about. She said, I don't know who you're talking about. She said, you came through the store the other day and said, all of a sudden you just dropped down on your knees and started praying. And she said, she thought that it surely God had showed me that she was going to die or something. And I was praying for her. I don't even remember seeing her. I didn't know who she was. She said it scared her to death. I said, I don't know who it was, but the Lord might have been talking to her. I don't know. I'm going to tell you, we should never be ashamed. I mean, listen, I've met people out. Haven't you met people out that say, listen, when they know you're a Christian, they really try to wax real religious and say, I want you to pray for my brother. I tell you what to do. Grab hold of her hand right then. Don't say, okay, I'll try to remember. Right then, because you'll forget it if you ain't careful. I'm grabbing her right then and say, oh, God, I pray. And they're jerking around trying to get loose, you know what I mean? Oh God, I pray for this young lady. God, get a hold of her. God, I'm gonna tell you something. That ain't gonna kill him. Amen. Bow before our Heavenly Father. Bow and kneel before Him. Amen. Kneel before God. That's the third posture in prayer tonight. All right, let me show you another one. We're going on further. Number four, Matthew chapter 26 and verse 39. This is the Lord Himself, and the Bible said He went a little further and fell on His face. And he fell on his face and prayed. Lord have mercy. Lying face down is getting as low as you can possibly go in humility. Imagine Elton John lay down on your face and pray to God. No, these people are so full of pride and so haughty and so stuck on themselves, they'd die before they do that. Let me tell you something. Look here. I am a preacher, and it ain't going to hurt me a bit to lay down on my face before God and just say, God, you say, preacher, that's embarrassing. No, it ain't, because I know I need help from God. I know I'm a sinner. I know how sorry I am. You know how sorry you are. There ain't a thing in the world to be ashamed of to just fall on your faith. I've been preaching a many a time, many, many times, when people have got up right while I was preaching and just fell in the altar. You'd slain them with some just fell flat down on their face and prayed to God. It is a sign of humility. It is a sign that we mean business. It is a sign. In Revelation chapter 4 and verse 10, the Bible said the 24 elders, that's a picture of the church there in Revelation 4:20, fell down before Him and cast their crowns at His feet. Hallelujah, that's what we're going to do one of these days. I'm telling you, keep your heart right, keep you humble. There's something wrong with somebody that will not humble themselves down in front of God. There's something wrong with a Christian that says, I won't go to the altar. I'm not talking about if you're physically unable. I'm not talking about you. There's something wrong with a person that's in good health that will not bow down. Bow down. There's something wrong with you. You got a heart problem, buddy. You got a heart problem. We ought not to have no trouble at all hitting our knees, bowing our head, and say, "You're God. We're sinners. We need your help." Amen? That's number four. Number five. We're moving quickly here tonight. Now, this is a little bit different. Isaiah 38 and verse 2. Some of you have been waiting to see if I'm going to say this. And this guy is sick, and he's laying on his side. His name is Hezekiah, and the Bible said that he was laying there like this on the bed, and he got to pray, and he done this. He turned himself on his side and turned his face to the wall like this, and turned his face to the wall and prayed. That is a legitimate posture to pray in if you're sick and can't get out on your face or knees. Don't forget me saying that. God heard Hezekiah's prayer and answered him because he was sick and he couldn't move. And he turned his face to the Lord and prayed. Think of the thousands of millions of people in beds all over this world that can't do nothing but just turn their head to the side of the bed and say, "Oh God, would you help me? Oh God, would you help me?" And according to that, God honored that and heard that prayer. Yes, He'll hear you if you're sick in the bed laying on your side. I'm going to get ahead of myself, but I want you to remember this. There ain't nothing in the Bible that it says it's all right for a well person to lay here and say, "Dear Lord, thank you for this beautiful day. I pray in Jesus' name, Mom, you know, that 2-1 the ball game. That Lord help me." That ain't scriptural prayer. And that's disrespectful praying. And it's not justified by the Scripture.
Right, preacher. Amen.
The only scripture of a man laying down praying in the Bible is when he's too sick to do anything else. On which cases it is permitted. If you're physically unable to do it any other way. I ain't trying to make you feel guilty, but unless you're just too lazy to go, show God some reverence and pray right. Desperate sickness. When you're laying there saying, "Lord, I'd love to be down on my knees, but I ain't able. I'd love to be able to lay down on my face, but God, I'm just not able." Not when you're just so lazy and you watch TV till your eyes are drooping and then just turn over and say, "Good night, Jesus." Like that. That don't work. That don't work. That don't work. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Ladies and gentlemen, watch it. I'm telling you something, brother. Oh, Dr. Will Mayo, he was one of the founders of the Mayo Clinic. One of the most prestigious medical centers in the world, I'm assuming. And he said, in defiance of medical knowledge and materialistic common sense, he said, "I have seen people who could not live." Let's talk about this just for a second. Does God heal? Yes, He does. Can God heal? Absolutely. Does God heal? Yes, thank God He does. If you get sick, it's perfectly. We had a lady sick up here this morning. That's us men. We gathered around and had prayer. Right there. She just got the early stages of Parkinson's disease. Prayed right here this morning. Does God heal? Yes, He can. Does He? Yes, He does. Somebody told me, they said, "Well, somebody told us you Baptists didn't believe in healing." Well, somebody told you a lie. We believe in healing. We believe God can heal, does heal. It's them healers we don't care a whole lot for. But we believe in healing. Amen. God's able to do it. He's able to heal you. When you get sick, you should call the people in the church to pray for you. Buddy, I'm telling you one thing. If I get sick real bad, you can count on Brother Danny. I'll be praying, and I'm going to be asking everybody to pray for me. I'm calling you, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. You know why? Because deep down, I believe God can, and God does, and God will, and He has in my life. Matter of fact, if you've ever got better, it was God that healed you. If you've ever got better than anything, the Lord healed you. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, it's all right. And it's proper. You say, "Well, Brother Danny, was it all right for him to pray God with him?" Absolutely it is. Number six. Psalm 5 and verse 3. In the morning, Will I direct my prayer unto thee? And we'll look up. It's right and proper to pray looking up like this right here. Now, when we bow our heads, we close our eyes. Why do we close our eyes when we pray? We bow our head in respect to God. We close our eyes to shut out all the world and the distractions and kids fooling around over here and stuff. We don't want to see the world. In our mind, we're seeing the Lord, right? But in the Bible, in that psalm I gave you there a minute ago, what did I say, Jim 5, Psalm 5, 8, something like that, I said, it's all right to look up. It's all right to look up when you pray. Boy, there's been a many a time when I've been out at night, just walked around, looked up the sky, and I said, oh, is that proper and scriptural? Yes, it sure is. David said, I'll look up under the hills from which cometh my help. I won't look up. It's all right. I don't ever find what's all right to look down and pray, but it is right to look up and pray. I'm not looking to the stars, but I'm looking at the stars. You know, I'm not looking for them stars to help me or anything like that. I'm looking at them and I'm thinking, Lord, if you can put that thing up there and make it stay there, you can help me in my little old bitty problems and all that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what, I hope God gives us a burden to pray for this youth rally like we've never prayed before. I hope God will put it on your heart to fast like we've never fasted before. I hope God, you know why? Them youth rallies, they come by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Lord of mercy, I'm ready. Amen. I'm ready to get it on here in the next 96 days. I'm ready to see God do something. I want to see God get a hold of these boys and girls. And the only way to do it, if a bunch of us would just look up. Look up past the world. Look up past the TV. Look up past the sun and the moon. And see where God is. And ask Him to help us. Look up. You know, our dog, Marley, she's not really our dog, my dog. She's my nephew's dog. But she stays around a whole lot. She goes from my house to his house to my neighbor's house, just whoever will feed her. Marley is an unusual dog. And Marley don't even look like a dog. If you've seen Marley, you wouldn't. I've had people say, what is that? She looks like a hyena. And but I'm telling you, that dog got some class. And she's got manners. I mean, and you know what? When we get home tonight, ask Kelly. When we get home tonight, she'll come up that driveway, and she'll come flying up through there. And Marley will, and when I get out of the car, she'll be down there. She's down here. I'm up here. And she'll just look up like this. And grin. Show him pearly whites. And she'll grin. I'll say, how you doing, Mark? And you know what? Mark, she'll just look. She don't fuss. She don't jump on you. She don't try to get mud all over you. Act stupid like a bulldog or something. I mean, but she got some respect. And she just looks at you grinning like, I sure would appreciate it if you just throw me something. If you just throw me something. And there's been a many a time. You know what I do? I'll leave the back door open. I'll say, just stay right there, Mark. I'll be right back. I'll go in there, brother, and whack her off a piece of liver mush. I sure love it, boy. That dog knows what tastes good. I've got a piece of ham out of the refrigerator. I've got something like that, and she likes milk and bread. I go out there and put it in her little bowl and put it on them, boy. She just goes to town on it and eats it. Listen, she'd have never got that if she'd have been just laying down there in the yard somewhere. She'd have never got that. She'd have been out just playing with the other dogs. You know how she got it? Waiting on that master. Just looking up like you. Looking up like you. Looking up like you. I will tell you something, but I want the Lord. I want the Lord looking up there in heaven. And every time He looks down there, I'm looking up at Him like you. Me. See me. Let me give me something, Lord. Give me something. I'm telling you what. Hallelujah. Glory to God, brother. He gives me something when I look for it. He'll give me something. He'll give you something too.
That's right.
Don't ask me to do a backflip. I ain't in the spirit that much. I'll tell you one thing. I'm telling you, you look up, you'll get something. You look up, some of you don't get nothing because you look down all the time. You got your thumbs going. You ain't going to get nothing from the Lord like this. You ain't going to get nothing from the Lord like this. That's all some of y'all know how to do. You honestly need mental help. So all you know how to do is rub that piece of glass. You're God with the glass face. That's all you do is rub it like a genie rubbing her lamp, ain't it?
Yeah.
Wanting something out of it. Lord of mercy, you could be doing so much better by just looking up, getting something from Him. All right. Number 7, last one. 1 Timothy 2:8. Here's another way to do it. Men pray always lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Many who are excited, who are desperate, who are sincere. I'm going to tell you something tonight. It is proper, right, and scriptural to lift up your hands when you pray.
Amen.
Lifting up holy hands. What does that mean? These hands ain't been doing nothing they shouldn't be doing. These hands ain't been touching nothing they shouldn't touch.
Yeah.
These hands ain't been sipping nothing they shouldn't be drinking. These hands ain't been doing nothing they shouldn't be doing. These hands lifting up holy hands. Lord, it's quiet in here right now. Lifting up holy hands. He said, that's proper. Did you know if you go in a lot of churches and do this, they'll look at you like there's something wrong with you? Ain't nothing wrong with you. There's something wrong with them people.
Right.
Something wrong with ones that look at you like that.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
You watch them ball games? When the team scores a touchdown, they'll go like this. Yeah! None of them goes like this.
Right.
Nobody does that in a ball game. That's how you know that ain't the right way.
Yep.
Here's a man that says a touchdown, and 10,000 people stand up and go, no, 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 no. You don't worship like this. You worship like this.
Right.
Don't get mad at me because you don't know how to worship. Don't get mad, sit there back and judge me tonight. Don't you sit there and say, well, you're foot too, brother. When a man's happy and when a man loves God, he does like that. That gives the honor and the worth of the object that you're working.
Right.
Don't do that. That's crazy. That's crazy, people. You can't lift up holy hands if they've been dealing cards in a poker game. Can't lift up holy hands if they've been pouring wine in a glass. Can't lift up holy hands if they've been touching something that ain't theirs or rolling a joint or stealing their tithes or hitting a spouse or a loved one or using a remote to watch dirty movies or rolling the screen on a computer and listening to rock songs and rap videos or pornography. You can't lift up holy hands unless they're clean. And that's a good way to pray. Now I'll say this and I'm through tonight. There's one posture in the Bible that you never find anybody praying. And here it is. Lay it on your back. Nobody in the Bible prays. This thing fits me perfect, don't it? Nobody in the Bible prayed like this. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this day. You've been good to me, Lord. Oh, Lord, that I praise you. No, you, if you got in and talked to a king, you wouldn't lay down in front of him and talk like that. Now, you know why God didn't say don't do that? Because if you're sick and you can't move, He will hear you like that. But there ain't nowhere in that book where anybody laid on their back and prayed. And that's how half people in here say, well, got time to tell you, hey, let's say our prayers. And laid back and prayed like that. That ain't reverence in God.
Right.
You'll set up to look at a TV. You'll set up, you don't do your little God with a glass face like that. You do it like that, where you can get into it. Show the Lord respect.
Amen.
Nowhere in the Bible. There are 7 postures in the Bible to pray, and that ain't one of them. Now, have I prayed like that? I sure have. When you're on the operating table, when you're sick, that's an out. That's a different story. But when you're in perfect health and good shape and you expect that to be your reverence and prayer to God, but you're missing it somewhere.
Only time a man lay him down when he turned on his side when he's too sick to do it any other way. I'm not saying you have to get down on your knees. If your help prohibits that, fine. If you can't, some people have stiff knees, some people have back problems. There will probably come a time if I live long enough that I can't get down like this. And God knows that. But I'm going to tell you, it's disrespectful just to lay back and say,
thank you, Jesus.
Lord, you've been good. I wonder if Mama needs me tomorrow. Yeah, people just start mumbling stuff that don't even make no sense. I was praying with some boys one time. Boy got down and prayed. He got up close to me, and he was real late, and he's praying. He said, Lord, bless Brother Danny. Praise His holy name. Talking about me. I started saying, you idiot, my name ain't holy. Now, that's some praying, ain't it? If the truth is known, how many of you have ever been praying and just mumble some stupid something that don't even relate? I have. And then you think, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. I should have more respect than that. Well, these all-night prayer meetings, they can get rough when it's like that. Oh, my goodness. I'm talking out of your head. You're afraid you might say a cuss word or something. I've heard people do it just by accident. But I'm going to tell you tonight, we need to pray. We need to pray more. And we need to pray more sincerely. And we need to pray more scripturally. All right? Let's stand and bow our heads for prayer. Now you teach your kids that they bow their head and close their eyes right now. Teach your kids. Make sure every kid in here bows their head and closes their eyes right now and don't look around.